I want to take you on a short journey, and we're going to be touching Colossians. So if you will go to Colossians, it would be where we're going to touch, chapter 2. And we're going to look at verse 6. Freedom from human regulations through the life with Christ, or the life in the anointing. I just saw what you did there, and I've done that. And it's unpleasant. But there is magic tape.
Yes.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. So then, just as you receive Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live in Him. If you look at that right there, continuing to live in the anointing of Jesus and being part of the corporate body is what's going to change this earth. It says, verse 7, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. There's your thanksgiving. Overflowing with thankfulness. Why? Because we have a tendency to complain. We have a tendency to look what's wrong with things instead of what's right. We are so focused on the negative that we go to church, we listen to the message, we go home. Halfway home, we're disturbed because a driver doesn't know how to drive, and instead of praying for them, we get angry. Doesn't happen to you guys, but it happens to me. I'm better at it than I used to be. Verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow, deceptive philosophy, which depends on human traditions and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. That verse can change your life. Because if you're constantly depending on the traditions of people and religious people, and you say, well, now I'm not part of a religious group, you'd be surprised how much religious we are, how much religion is still in us, and we don't see it. If we saw it, we'd be able to give it to the Lord and ask Him for help. But I have a tendency to go on my own when I'm definitely thinking that I already know. The reason that I don't know and relying on Christ is I have a habit of doing what I was told when I was a child. If you don't do it, nobody else will. Do it right the first time. Those are all great, great instructions, but they are human traditions rather than relying on the Holy Spirit. Reliance on the Holy Spirit will probably give you a sore knee once in a while, but you're going to learn that you can do all things through Christ. And that's what somebody already learned today. Verse 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. That's another verse. If you take that whole concept of in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead is already there. Well, He's inside of me in seed form. And a few weeks back, I gave you an understanding of how much of the Holy Spirit expands us, how He pushes out and makes us grow. And sometimes we think we lost Him. But in reality, more and more of Christ is coming through us than what we had yesterday and the day before and the year before. Verse 11, and you have been given fullness in Christ. Sierra, did you see that? You have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. Remember Sunday we talked about he is the head over all deities, all creation. Okay? So who has that headship? You and I do. 11. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature. How? By the anointing. The old patterns of life are cut away from you. If you're trying to cut it yourself, you're going to try to circumcise yourself and it won't work. It didn't work for the Jew. It ain't going to work for you. Did it? They're still circumcising themselves. Are they holy before God? No. It's a ritual. Okay? 11. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by hands of men, but with circumcision done by the anointing. I changed the word Christ to the anointing. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. Your faith in the power of God, not your own power, not your own steam. So the power of God is able to not only circumcise you, but to cut away that which needs to be cut away. And that means self-reliance, self. I could go on and on and on. Yes or no? So my press to you is not to give you another message, but verse 12, I gotta finish that one. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead? Who's going to raise you and me from the dead? That's right. And it's his spirit that's within us. So I would ask this week that you might take a few moments and read this out loud to yourself. Just that little section. Read it out loud to yourself and say, Holy Spirit, make this real for me. Not because I want it to be a ritual, but because I want to be changed. And I can't change myself. How many have ever tried to change yourself and you found you couldn't do it? And you get despairing. I tried and I failed. And that's exactly what he wants you to do. He wants you to fail so that you can rely on him. So close your eyes. Put one hand over your heart. And one hand over your memory banks right here in the back. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I've tried it on my own.
Not a good job.
I failed.
I failed.
And I know I failed.
I know I failed.
Because I was depending on human conditions.
Human energy.
Human power.
Self-made man.
Or self-made woman.
Today,
I've just read
St.
Paul's conditions to get me out of the grave. Trusting in the Holy Ghost.
Trusting in His ability.
To give me His mind.
His ways.
His heart.
His heart.
And His strength.
And His strength.
And especially His resurrection power. And to be happening now.
Not next year.
Not when I'm in the grave.
But
when I'm alive right now.
When I'm alive right now.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name.